Okay, here I am at the mic, hoping that everybody will speak into the mic. It's really important to hear everybody, everybody. So I'm Anna Norforma. I live at 79 Acadia Drive in Pembe Acres in Rockland. And I had a conversation this morning with Tom. I did not realize that there would be a vote tonight on approving or not approving the ordinance, since this is the first time for the public to have an opportunity to speak. So it seems kind of fast, but maybe that's protocol and I just didn't know, because I don't know what everybody thinks. So what I want to say is, my understanding from an expert is that the ordinance as it is right now is not adequate protection for the people we care about, which is each other. And my vision, my hope is that Hillary Lister, who is here tonight, who's an EMF expert in Maine, could be an advisor and a helpful source with the ordinance. And also Andrew Campanelli, who I've mentioned 10,000 times in the last 3 years, the anti-cell tower lawyer who only focuses on cell tower issues and 5G, only. That's his only focus. So he knows a lot. He's helped a lot of cities and towns across the country to have an airtight, or whatever you call it, ordinance that is legally respectful of the FCC stupid laws, my opinion. He knows how to do it. He's offering free consults, and there are YouTubes of him talking to city councils about ordinances. So he could be so helpful. So that's really my wish. Hillary Lister, Andrew Campanelli, they can help us. My understanding, and I don't mean to be insulting, I just mean to state a fact that the Portland lawyer who's advised, this is not his area of expertise. He does a lot of different kinds of legal concerns. So he doesn't know as much as Andrew. That's fine. That's his choice to have, you know, part of that law firm. I'm not remembering the name in Portland, but anyway, he's not the expert. We need the expert. I want the expert. Okay, now changing the subject a little bit. There's a senator in Connecticut that I respect. His name is Blumenthal. I think Richard Blumenthal. He criticizes the FCC and FDA for inadequate answers on outstanding public health questions on wireless carriers, and that asking them directly, they're not aware of any safety experiments at all, or research at all. So he's, you know, I've got a whole long thing. I'm not going to read all of it because it's ridiculous. But the point is, his answers have not been dealt with, and that there are a lot of concerns about cancer, brain tumors, dizziness, nausea, low energy, and especially they talk about with the 5G, people have weak immune systems, and a lot of people do who have had chemotherapy. Their immune system is shot to hell. There's no more good fighting white cells. So I'm concerned about those people. I'm concerned. I'm also concerned about the property taxes and how are people going to pay the property taxes. You know, there's a lot of concerns for each other. We're a family. We're Rockland, a family. We need to care about each other and do what's best. Let's see if there's anything else I need to share. Well, of course, I feel very strongly about the fire department. Anything they need, give it to them. We need to be protected by them. They're well-trained people. They risk their lives for us. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to address council? Beth?